Malt Biscuit is premiering a new show here in Adelaide on Saturday the 19th. It's called The Men's Room, and it's starting at Oz Nightclub. And I spoke to Malt Biscuit a little bit earlier and began by asking her to tell us about the show.
So The Men's Room is a show that will be performed at Oz Nightclub. And I suppose you could call it a boy show, which is the opposite to what you'd normally see, which is a drag show. So it's got four boys in it. And the show itself has, we look at a couple of things. We look at a touch on A Clockwork Orange. We also look at infidelity, as well as we've got two big dance numbers in it. So it's a short show, but it has somewhat of a punch to it.
Well, it sounds like it. I'm just trying to think how you work Clockwork Orange into a show like that.
Very interestingly, it's something that I've been interested in. I do like the look of A Clockwork Orange, and so the second number in, we have certainly have the flavour, so the bowler hats, the eyelashes, and towards the end of the number, we do reference the milk bar that they frequent in the movie in an interesting way. So,
You've been performing for a while, and you're quite busy all the time. What inspires you to get out there and create shows and be in shows?
The people that I work with. So the three other people that I work with, I've been working for the last 7 years. And they constantly inspire me. You know, it's things I see, things I read, just interacting with these boys. Yeah. So it's just about keeping your eyes open to the world out there.
Well, for any of our listeners who may not have caught your performances before, Malt, can you tell us a little bit about what you've been up to besides The Men's Room?
So we've just finished a run of a show called Aphrodite, which was just a small show with the boys, and that was based on the Goddess of Love using the soundtrack to Kylie Minogue.
Will there be a reprise of that show, do you think?
Not in the near future, no. We're going to be focusing on The Men's Room. We're in the process of talking with the Feast Festival to produce an hour-long version of the show.
Well, that sounds fantastic. And I imagine that you know, there's a fair bit of work goes into the background of this. Mm-hmm. You've got to actually think of a narrative and pull it together, and then there's the costume and everything.
It's a pretty huge exercise, actually, but because I've been doing it for so many years and because I've got such a great team around me, the process has become somewhat easier. So I'm pretty much the ideas person. I come up with soundtrack, I come up with the narrative, but then I handball it over to my creative team and they just take it and run with it. So, yeah, it's easier now than it was very much back in the day where I was doing everything by myself.
Well, talking about back in the day, what got you into the whole thing of performance in the first place?
Funnily enough, I was, and this was back in 97, I was dating BJ, who was the head DJ at Mars at the time, and they had what they called back then Drag Ball coming up. And the theme was Titanic, and so just for a laugh, I thought I'd frock up for it. And 21 years later, I'm still in a dress.
That's fantastic. No looking back.
Well.
So to speak. tell us a little bit more about The Men's Room. Like you mentioned that, you know, it touches on Clockwork Orange and themes like mm-hmm. infidelity. How did you, you know, pull together the music for it?
A lot of these ideas I've been sitting on for a while, so while I've been doing a lot of drag stuff, I've been compiling a lot of ideas for The Men's Room itself. So when it came time to produce this show, I just opened up my little back catalogue and just pulled out ideas, and the ones that actually fit together I used. And so the rest will then be used for the next show and so forth.
So how long does it run for?
We'll run for four shows.
Four shows, and that starts on the 19th, which is next weekend.
That's correct.
When you say you're talking to Feast, are you pretty close with getting that sorted?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yep.
So we can look forward to a bigger production during the Feast Festival.
Absolutely, with a very special guest, Laurie Bell, will be a part of it.